single day. This is my Bible. My Bible is the Word of God. And God's Word is the revelation of His will for my life. Whatever it says I am, that's what I am. Whatever it says I can do, I can do it. Whatever it says I have, I claim it in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to hear your word, to teach your word, and to preach your word. Father God, bless your people now as they hear it and become doers of it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated. We are winding down the series on praying through your problems. How many of y'all are learning how to pray through your problems?
Amen.
Just a few of you? Well, I'm so glad that at least a couple of you are getting it. Praise God. The rest of you, you're going to have to learn. You're going to have to catch this on because we are facing end times. And now I'm a firm believer in the pre-tribulation rapture, but I could be wrong about it. We could go through the tribulation. We could go through the 7 years with the Antichrist and getting our heads chopped off and all that stuff. So if that's the truth, we better learn how to pray through our problems, praise God, right now. See, I'm not one of those doom and gloom preachers that's going to tell you to go out and buy a whole bunch of gold, buy some seed, build yourself a shelter because the end is coming. The end is coming because God shall supply all your need, praise Jesus.
Amen.
God will be the one to protect you. Hallelujah. And if you do have to give your life for Christ, He will give you the strength and the boldness to stand for Him and even to the point of death. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a God we serve. Now, we dealt with 5 of the 7 truths or principles for praying through your problems. Did anybody remember the first one? Yar.
Don't blame God.
Are you sure about that? Are you absolutely positive? How many of y'all would say yar is right? All right. Okay, Yar, you win. The majority wins. All right. Yar is right. That's the very first one. I don't know why Pastor Mary didn't raise her hand, but she's the one who usually gets this one right. All right. What was the second one? Anybody remember?
Wait.
You got it, Martha. Woo! Martha and Yar are becoming valedictorians, man. They're going to get the graduation speeches.
Identify
your problem accurately. Anybody remember the third one?
I do.
Who said I do?
Yeah,
again? All right. Well, y'all's taking over the class, y'all. All right. What was the third one?
Find scripture to go with your prayer.
Amen. Find the corresponding promise or scripture that goes with the or deals with the problem that you are facing. The fourth one. Anybody remember the fourth one?
Know the
character of your God. Praise God.
Right.
So you got to, because if you find scripture, you know, and you don't know God's character, then you can't really trust the scripture. See, knowing God's, the only way faith can come from the Word of God is to know that God has a true character, not like man. See, because I can make promises to you, but if you think you find out that, hey, Troy, his character is like kind of shaky, then you won't trust my word, praise God.
Amen.
But if God, if you know God's character, you know he's a God of truth, you know that he can never lie, that his holiness keeps him from lying. He told David, he said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing which goeth forth out of my mouth. He said, I said in my holiness, I will not lie unto David. Praise God. He can't lie because he's a holy God. It's impossible for him to lie. So when you know the character of your God, then you can trust him because he simply cannot lie to you. Praise God. See, that helps me because when things don't seem to come to pass as fast as I want them to, you know, the first thing the devil wants to try to come to you and say is, well, you know, God didn't really mean that. I guess he ain't going to do it for you. And then we start getting mad at God. Well, I'm thank God that I can stand strong and believe him because I know that he won't lie to me. Praise God. Mm-hmm. All right, anybody remember the fifth thing, which was last week? Fifth one. All right, I'm going to give that one to y'all because y'all got most of them right.
Go to God's
Hmm? What was that, Rachel Nancy?
Go to God in prayer. God in memory of his word.
Right. You both are right. Praise God. Right. You both get 50-50. Usually 50 is a failure, though. All right. So go to God in prayer with his word. See, you've already gone through the first four steps. And so the fifth step is now that you've gotten the word, now that you've come to understand God's promises, now you're going to go to God in prayer and take his word to him. Praise God. Mm-hmm. We saw this principle outlined right there in scripture, and God even taught the people exactly what he wanted them to say to him. So sometimes people will say, well, you know, that sounds so mechanical. Well, you know what? It may sound mechanical to you, but if I'm getting my prayers answered, then fooey on you, praise God. I will continue with the mechanics. Hallelujah. So, now that we've dealt with all those, let's go to number six. Y'all ready for number six? Y'all just excited? Y'all was just waiting all week for number six? You was just saying, man, I can't wait to get to church on Sunday. Matter of fact, I'm going to get there at 9 a.m. and wait outside the door in the cold because I just need to hear number six. I know some of y'all were saying that. And then you got here 30 minutes late, but you said, hey, my intention was good. All right. But number six is claim the promise as already yours by faith. Praise God. Amen. Claim the promise as already yours by faith. You see, once you have taken the word of God to prayer, and you have told God what it is you need, you have told him what his word says, then and you know that God is a God of integrity. He doesn't lie. And he said yes concerning his promises, because the Bible says that all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So once you know that, then you should consider it done even before you see the physical, visible, tangible manifestation of what you have asked God for. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. This is basic faith teaching. I know I've talked to some of these things before. You probably heard these things taught on TV before. If you were an 80s child like I was, you heard this stuff all the time. Because I went to churches that, man, we majored so much on faith that if you didn't know faith by the time you left the church, you didn't know nothing. Mm-hmm. All right, Hebrews chapter 11. That's right before the book of James. If you're going to 1 Peter, you're going too far. Hebrews chapter 11, I'm going to just read two passages. I would encourage you to read the whole chapter because this is a very encouraging chapter. It goes through the list of a whole bunch of Old Testament saints that really walk in the kind of faith that God is talking about here. They prayed, they believed God, and they accomplished great things for God, all simply because they trusted his word. Praise the name of the Lord. God would speak a word to them, and they would go with that word, and they would trust him, and they would do great exploits for God. And God has not changed his ways of doing things. He wants all his people to stand strong in faith in him, to know him, and by knowing him, you become strong and do exploits for God. Hallelujah. The more I get to know him, the bolder I become, because I know that as I connect to my Father, can't nothing stop me. He told Joshua, he said, no man will be able to stand before you. Praise God. As you meditate on the word. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Say this with me, say faith is.
Faith is.
The evidence.
The
of things not seen.
Of things not seen.
Another translation, I think it's the Wiest translation, I should have wrote it down, but I believe it is the Wiest translation that says that faith is the warranty deed of the thing that you are expecting from God. You've heard me use this illustration before. I'm sorry to bore you, I'm just going to use it again. But it's just like when I bought a car. Once I got the title deed to the car, then the car, I claimed it as mine, even though it wasn't still sitting out yet in my parking lot, praise God. Mm-hmm. Same thing with my house. When they gave me the title deed to the house, the house wasn't sitting before me visibly. I hadn't moved into the house yet. But as I held that certificate in my hand, I said, this house is now mine, praise God. Mm-hmm. Hadn't moved no furniture in there yet. Hadn't gone and sniffed and smelled the smell of a new house. But I said, it's mine because this piece of paper says so, praise God. And it was certified by some lawyer whose name I can't remember. But but the house belonged to me. Well, that's the same thing. Once you have talked to God and gone before him and gotten your prayer request in, claimed the promise, then now you begin to see the thing as yours, even though you don't have it yet in your hot little hands, praise God.
Amen.
If you have believed God to solve your problem, you have believed God to turn your trouble around, then you continue to stand and say, my trouble is defeated in Jesus' name because I have spoken to my Father and I have claimed his word and now I stand on that word. Glory to God.
Amen.
And so we jump down here to verse 6 and it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, praise God.
Amen.
Now, listen to me. Listen clearly. Does this say that without faith, you just might not be able to please God?
No.
Does it say, well, without faith, it's hard to please God?
No.
Who said yeah? No. I'm going to embarrass you. No. I don't want to. Y'all know I always give you trick questions. You got to be careful. No, it doesn't say hard to please God. See, because if it was hard to please God without faith, that means there's still a possibility that you can do it, praise God. You just have to work your way towards it. Well, no, it's not hard to please God. It's completely impossible to please God without faith, praise God.
Amen.
You've got to have faith, because otherwise you're telling God he's a liar. When I don't believe, if you say, man, I don't trust Pastor Troy, I don't trust his word, you think I'm going to give you what you're asking me for?
No.
You just insulted me. Now, if I say, you know, Pastor Steve, after service today, I'm going to take you and Pastor Mary out for an expensive steak dinner. And we're going to leave y'all behind. Just kidding, y'all. We'll bring y'all tonight. So, if I say that, and then Pastor Steve, soon as service over, him and Mary and y'all rush out the door and drive off and go back to Massachusetts, that tells me they didn't believe my word, praise God.
Amen.
Now, because I believe that Pastor Steve and Pastor Mary are people of integrity, and they say, well, Pastor Troy, you are such a wonderful pastor. Man, you're the best pastor in the whole wide world. I mean, man, ain't no pastor that got anything on you, bro. You're so anointed that the anointing needs your anointing. No. So we want to take you out for a steak dinner. You know, because I believe that word, soon as service is over, y'all going to be saying, where's Pastor Troy at? Somebody else is going to say, well, he's sitting down there by Pastor Steve and Pastor Mary's car. He waiting for his steak dinner. See, that's because I believe their word, praise God.
Amen.
And when I believe their word, I'm going to act on their word. They say they're going to take me for a steak dinner. I'm at the car waiting for my steak dinner. And I'm going to be looking at the clock. Man, what's taking them so long? I know I have to wait for the appointed time, but good grief, it's taking a long time. But I'm going to claim my steak dinner, praise God.
Yeah.
Well, the same thing you can do with God. If you know that God is a God of integrity, then you must have faith and you must believe him and you must see that the promise is yours even before it's found, you see it in your hot little hands. Glory to God.
Amen.
It goes on to say, for he that cometh to God. See, before you even go to God, you better develop your faith. That's why we went through the first five steps. The first four steps, is developing your faith. Knowing that God is not to blame for your problem, number one. Accurately defining your problem so that you can know what scripture the point to get to. Finding scriptures that deal with your problem. And then recognizing God's character and integrity so they can build your faith in those scriptures. And then when you get to the fifth place, you are already strengthened your faith. Praise God.
Amen.
And so now when you come to God, you will believe not only that he is. What is he? He is my provider. He is my healer. He is my deliverer. He is my peace. He is my sanctification. He is my refuge. He is my shield. He is my fortress.
Amen.
He is all those things to me. He is my righteousness. Glory to God.
Amen.
He is all these things to me. I believe that he is. And not only that, but that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, I believe that my Father answers prayer. Praise God.
Amen.
Somebody broke down this word, rewarder, a Greek scholar, Pentecostal Greek scholar, and I wish I had written it down. But basically, he said that because the apostle who wrote this, he so strongly saw how God answers prayer and does great things for his people that he couldn't even find a word that really described the magnificence of our Father and answered prayer. So he had to come up with a new word, which is translated in our English as rewarder. But it was a breakdown of two, I think he said it was breakdown of two Greek words that basically emphasized the fact that God will, beyond a shadow of a doubt, with no hesitation, with no hindrances, give you exactly what you came to him for if you believe him. Praise God.
Amen.
See, these things are good to know because they're, you know, it's like I always used to say, delays are not denials. Sometimes things are delayed. Things don't come to us immediately. And if we don't know that God is rewarded, we will quickly give up. Praise God.
Amen.
Because we don't see the prayer answered immediately. So that's why we've got to learn to see God as our rewarder, and we've got to learn to claim answers to prayer before they even happen. So God is our rewarder. His word is our warranty deed. It is the trust deed. It is the document that says that I have what I asked him for even before I see it in my hot little hands. Glory to God. Let's look at another passage of scripture that confirms that. Mark chapter 11. Chapter 11. Let's begin at verse 22. It says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Another translation is you can say have the faith of God or have the God kind of faith, but I won't get into all that right now. But verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That's the authority of faith. Do you know that you can speak the things and they can happen?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Come on, y'all.
Yes.
Don't you know people speak to plants and plants get better when they speak to them? That's a proven scientific fact. Jesus, just before that, people thought he was crazy because he was talking to a fig tree. Mm-hmm. He walked up to the fig tree. Fig tree ain't had no figs on it. He said, you are cursed from this day forward. and walked away from it. His disciples were scratching their heads and said, we following the right guy. This guy talking to trees and whatnot. I don't know about this dude. Well, Peter, what do you think? I don't know, man, but let's keep on. Maybe it'll get better. And then they came back from Jerusalem. They're like, oh, Jesus, look at that. That fig tree you cursed is dead. Uh-huh. And Jesus said, oh, yeah. Well, you can do the same thing. He didn't say, this happened only because I'm the Son of God. He said, this happened because of faith in God. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And see, that's the same thing you can apply to prayer. You start speaking your answer into existence. See, Mark chapter 11, verse 24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Praise God.
Amen.
Another translation says, believe that you already have them, and they shall be yours. Believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. That word receive actually means take. It means to take. Remember I told you last week when I had Nancy trying to, I told Nancy to grab my Bible. I noticed Nancy sat way in the back this time. She said, I don't want to be the subject of this illustration. But she was supposed to be handing me my Bible, and I kept wavering, praise God. I kept going back and forth saying, oh, I wish Nancy would give me my Bible. I wish Nancy would give me my Bible. The reason why is because I was supposed to take the Bible from her, praise God.
Amen.
God is handing it out by faith. You are to receive it or take it. Glory to Jesus.
Yeah.
See, God's responsibility is to give you the thing you asked for. Your responsibility is to take it. The problem is we don't take it. We keep waiting for God to give it to us, and he's handing it to us, and we don't take it by faith. We've got to learn to receive, and it starts by believing. Faith is the hand that appropriates from God the promised blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you got to learn to take by faith, and you start this by saying, I believe that I receive. And then you name the promise that you believe that you receive. Let's use victory over sin for an example. Romans chapter 6 says that I have been freed, or I am dead to sin. And he who is dead to sin is freed from sin, praise God.
Amen.
So even though I might face temptation, just say for example, some fine looking woman comes walking by me, and my eyes are tempted to, do the super stare, and my head starts doing the spinning. And saying, oh, glory to God. God has made some beautiful creatures. No, I have to learn to resist that. I began to tell myself, I am dead to sin, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I was, Pastor Mary, when we had the thing, my insight for the day up on the thing, and she was making a comment, I said that I already had an offer from, I would think because we spent some time on Facebook, that I would have problems on Facebook. I don't have problems. Nobody has ever tried to flirt with me on Facebook yet, praise God.
Amen.
I thank God for that. But I've also been on some Christian social media sites. And you know where I got a flirtation from? A Christian social media site. I had a young woman email me and tell me I'm young, I've never been married, and I don't have any children. If you're interested and you like what you see, please email me at this address. I don't know, it wasn't Christian Mingle. It was a place called God's Faith Book. Faith Book, not Facebook, Faith Book.
Okay.
And so I told my wife, I said, honey, come here, let me see this. Trying to make a little jealous too. No, I'm just kidding. But I try to be accountable to my wife, praise God. Because she's my protector. Matter of fact, I told Terry, I said, I'm going to assign you to look at all my stuff from now on, so make sure if somebody try to flirt with me, you can get them. I know Terry, she'll get on their case. That's my father, you leave him alone. Write them again and I'll come through the computer and kill you. But see, in times like that, you got to say to yourself, I am dead to sin, praise God. And I am a slave of righteousness. You got to claim the promise even before you see it in your life. Even when the feelings and the emotions are there, you begin to say, hey, I'm free from that. You can't get me with that. You can't pull me back into that. I believe what God's word says, and I claim it by faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Same thing, you're sick in your body. The Bible tells us that by his stripes ye were healed. The Bible says he carried our pains, and he carried our sicknesses. Praise God.
Amen.
He carried both those things. They were already thrown on him. So, and by his stripes, ye were healed. Praise God.
Amen.
So, whenever I'm feeling sick, I begin to claim that by his stripes, I'm already healed. Hmm. Yeah, the pain might still be there, but I claim the healing in my body. Glory to God.
Amen.
Provision. My God supplies all my needs. My need, when I ask God for something, then I claim it's already supplied. Let me give you an illustration of this. I use me as an example, not because I'm bragging, but because I'm just giving you a testimony of what God has done for me so you can know that what I'm teaching you really does work. And like I said before, the problem is, if I talk about you, you won't come back anyway. How dare Pastor come in here talking about me? So, I have to talk about me because I won't get insulted if I talk about me. But I remember when we was in Japan, and God had provided for us a job and everything to come back here to the United States. But there was no guarantee that anybody was going to pay my way here. We had no guarantee of travel expenses, no guarantee that household goods would be shipped. And so everybody was saying, well, you got the job now. You're going to save up some money for airplane fare. You're going to go to Rhode Island by yourself. And I'm thinking about all the expenses now that I'm going to have to get a hotel, try to get an apartment. I'm going to have to live by myself without my wife and kids for a year. I'm going to have to leave them in Japan. And I was going to have to live here and then save up money to bring them here. And it's going to be a struggle. All that was popping in my head. And so I was out jogging. I went out jogging that same day. I used to jog. I know it don't look like it now, but I used to be a real jogger. So I was out jogging, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, Troy, trust me.
Amen.
All I needed was those two words. He said, Troy, trust me. And I said, well, I believe that my need is supplied. Praise God.
Amen.
And so I went up to the civilian personnel office the next day, me and my wife, and I was telling them that they're supposed to be doing the paperwork for me, and I told them that all my stuff is going to be shipped and all my family is going with me. And the lady looked at me like I'm crazy. She said, no, it's not. That will never happen. You will not have, now this is supposed to be an expert. She knows the regulation. She knows that none of this can happen for me. She says, none of that's gonna happen. You might as well get used to the fact that you're going to have to go there on your own expense, by yourself, and then get your family there later. I said, let me tell you something, ma'am. That may be true from your side. I said, but I believe God. I said, I am a born-again Christian, and I said, I trust what my Father tells me. And she looked at me like I was nuts. A couple of days later, my office here called and said, Troy, guess what? Washington approved all your travel expenses, they approved your shipping of your household goods, and they approved to have your whole family brought here, praise God.
Amen.
And they approved 2 months of hotel until you find a home. So I went back to the civilian personnel office the next day to get the paperwork finished, and the lady who was supposed to be helping me found out that was going to happen. She didn't even want to come talk to me anymore. But see, I stood boldly on what God had promised me, praise God.
Amen.
I declared it even before I got the phone call. I declared that it was mine before I even saw it. When God said those two simple words to me, Troy, trust me, that was enough for me to continue to stand on what he said. Glory to the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I mean, they put us on a nice airplane, got us here on a nice comfortable flight. Put us in a nice hotel. We didn't even want to leave that hotel, did we?
Mm-mm.
That was a nice hotel, boy. Mm-mm. I mean, we stuck that 2 months out as much as we could. on y'all tax dollars. But anyway, praise God.
Praise God. Let's look at another scripture. Let's go to the psalm. We're going to look at a few psalms that show you this principle. See, it's nice for me to tell you and illustrate this to you, but I really want you to see this is in the Word of God. This is so many parts of the Word of God that I'm going to have to do a series on this particular point all by itself. But let me just show you how this relates to prayer and praying through your problems. Psalm chapter 6. Now, without me explaining all the background of each psalm, I'm just, because I wanted, we need to get through this quickly so I can get you on home. Let me just give you the verses and so that you can see the principle in them. Psalm chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, it says, O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak, O Lord. Heal me, for my bones are vexed, praise God. And it goes on, now drop down to verses 8 and 9. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. For, listen to this, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. This is confidence. He is saying the Lord hath heard me. Verse 9 goes on to say, the Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. See, that's what you need to be declaring after you have gotten up from prayer. You need to declare that the Lord has heard me, praise God.
Amen.
You need to declare that. You need to say that. You need to, when somebody says, oh, well, I don't see you with the blessing. And you can say, hey, I walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
The Lord has heard me, praise God.
Amen.
Turn to chapter 10, Psalm chapter 10. Look at verse 17. Like I said, in the 80s, we was taught this stuff all the time. We was taught this stuff till we were blue in the face about it. Now hardly nobody wants to teach it because it got attacked so much. People even call themselves faith teachers are scared to teach on this stuff. Well, I'm a bold brother in Christ, praise God.
Amen.
I'm going to teach on what works for me. Praise God. Verse 17 says, Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. Look at that. He's speaking past tense here. He said, Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. Praise God.
Amen.
The Lord has heard my prayer. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord has heard my desire. Glory to God.
Amen.
Let's look at Psalm 61.
See, this is why we need a children's ministry, praise God. It's hard to have, you know, I don't get mad at those kids because it's hard to have them in that small room all bottled up by themselves like that. You know, kids got energy. So that's why we got to stand and pray. Some of the principles I'm teaching y'all right now, we need to pray them and stand together for what we believe in God for concerning this church. Hallelujah.
Psalm 61. What verse? Let me look at my notes here. Verses 1 through 6. It says, hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. See, this is a person praying through their problem right now, praise God.
Amen.
Their heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Y'all know that song, right? That's where it comes from. We sing song with scripture. Lead me to the rock that's higher than I. All right. For thou has been a... Now listen to this. Remember Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6? It talks about we must believe that he is. Well, this is what this man is confessing right now. I will abide, verse 3, for thou has been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. He is confessing the character of God on his behalf. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. For thou, O God, listen to this, has heard my vows. Oh, and this is powerful. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He said that God has heard his vows. God, even before he received it, he said, God has given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. He said, God has given me. This is the language of faith, y'all. You need to, if you're going to pray, and you're going to pray effectively in order to get answers, you need to learn to speak the language of faith. You need to, stop saying God is going to. Say God has done, praise God.
Amen.
Say God has done. Believe that you receive it, and ye shall have it. Now let's look at Psalm 116. Are you learning anything today?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Psalm 116. I tell you, I could teach this kind of stuff all day, every day. If y'all fire me from being a pastor, I'm going to apply for a Bible school and start a class on faith. And I'm just going to teach on faith every single day, 6 days a week, praise God. And I'm going to say, well, let them have a pastor who's got to come up with a new sermon every single Sunday. I'm going to teach this stuff, glory to God.
Amen.
But I know y'all ain't going to fire me because y'all love me too much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mars. If I get voted out, at least I know I got your vote. Psalm 116. Let's start at verse 1. I love the Lord. Look at this. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. Praise God.
Amen.
We'll stop right there. You can read the rest of it on your own. But if you walk down to verse 10 real quick, listen to this. Look at verse 10 real quickly.
Okay.
I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I believe, therefore have I spoken. See, when you believe, speak it, praise God.
Amen.
Speak what you believe. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You will speak what you believe. That's the principle. If I believe that God has done it for me, I'm going to speak it as though it's already accomplished in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God has heard my supplication. Mm-hmm. He has heard my prayer. That means, and I want to show you one more scripture, because you need to understand, if God has heard, he will answer. See, this is the reverse. See, do you know that sometimes God does not hear prayer? You realize that? The Bible says, and if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
Mm-hmm.
See, God will not even hear prayer. So if you don't get your prayer answered, it's not because God heard and denied you. It's because he ain't heard you in the first place, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to look and find out, why isn't God hearing my prayers? Why aren't my prayers getting past the roof? Maybe it's because we are regarding iniquity in our heart. We need to look at that.
Amen.
Look at 1 John chapter 5. Because I want you to see that if God hears, when he does hear, you get an answer. And listen to me. You don't get an answer of no, because no is not an answer, praise God. People tell me, well, you know, Brother Troy, God has, he has three answers, yes, no, or maybe, or wait. But God always answers. That's not an answer. No is not an answer. No is a denial, praise God. When God says, when God answers prayer, he, his answer is to do the very thing you have asked him to do, praise God. So if God answers your prayer, he's either going to give you the thing you asked him for or something better, praise God. Yes, now there may be a delay, because just like he told Abraham and Sarah when he promised them the child, he said, at the appointed time, I will visit you, and then you will have a child, praise God. Sometimes we can't wait. We live in this microwave age. Yeah, I mean, now you can go on Amazon.com, and if you want something, you can get it in one day. Yeah, you can get it Fed Express. I remember when I was in Japan, when I ordered something, I had to wait almost 2 months for the thing to come. So I better not, I better, if I needed something right away, I better order it right away. See, that was before the internet. Now that at the internet, I can order something and I can get it the next day. Ain't that something? See, and so we expect God to catch up to the modern age. Oh, I'm hungry. It used to be I had to take time out to cook something. I had to actually take time out to put some ingredients together and mix them all up and put them in the oven and wait another hour. Now, take some out of the freezer, pop it in the microwave. 30 seconds later, I eat. It may not be good for me. May not have any nutrition whatsoever. But I get... I mean, you nuke that stuff, and I mean, if there was any vitamins in it, that'd just destroyed it right there. But we want God to be like that. But let me tell you something, baby. God is still going to be God. You must learn patience. But it's worth it, because once you learn patience, you will get the thing you asked for. Turn to 1 John chapter 5. Our last scripture, and we get ready to close out. 1 John. 1 John, that's the little John in the back. Right after 2 Peter. Now listen to this. It says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, praise God. Anybody know what his will is? Anybody know what his will is? Remember what we, you remember our confession? This is my Bible. My Bible is the Word of God. The Word of God is the revelation of his will for my life. Praise God. See, that's why I have y'all go through that confession, so that you can remember these things. It's not so I can have a pretty thing to say before we get up here, I get up here and speak. I'm trying to get something to your spirit. The Word of God is the revelation of his will for your life. That's why step three is to find scripture that deal with your problem, praise God, because you want to pray according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you want to, so, and that is how you have confidence that your prayer is going to be answered. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, or you can substitute that with his word, he hears us, praise God. And then we go down to verse 15, and it says, and look at this, oh, you need to get ready to shout. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know, listen to this, if he hears us, we know, say we know.
We know.
We have some confidence, y'all, that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Praise God.
Amen.
In other words, if he hears, he answers. If he hears, he will give you the very thing you asked for or something better than what you asked for. And you can say, I have it, praise God.
Amen.
He didn't say you're going to get it. He said that he didn't say that we are going to get the petition that we desired of him. He said that we have them, praise God.
Amen.
Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them, praise God.
Amen.
Believe that you receive them already, and you will see them in physical, visible manifestation. Glory to the name of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Believe that God hears your prayer. Believe that he answers your prayer. Believe it and begin to speak the language of faith and begin to declare that it's already mine because I've asked my Father for it. I'm not living in iniquity. I have taken his word. I've stood on his truth. And now I believe that I receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. We could stop with just those six steps right there, but there's one more step, and we'll deal with that next week. Stand to your feet.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, our God is wonderful. Just bow your heads for a moment. Close your eyes. Begin to worship him. Begin to worship our Father because his word is good. He's a good God. He loves us so much.